I'm blessing everybody.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
How's everybody out there doing today? Co-host, how you guys doing? Judy, how you doing out there, lady?
I'm doing so good, so good, so good. The spirits are rolling with it tonight.
That's what I'm talking about. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great as usual. How are you doing?
I hear you, man. I hear you. I know everybody having a strong day today. Ken, how about yourself, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing real good.
All right, all right. Sounds good, sounds good. Well, it is so nice to hear you guys again, and it's so nice to be on the air. I want to welcome everyone that is listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jim Ferguson, and I am your host of A Hustler Spirit Radio. And as a custom, we kind of get into the beginning of loosening up a little bit and talking about some issues that have happened to us during the week. We laugh and joke about it, but today, we're going to do that too today. So everybody listening, we're going to have a little fun today. And we're in a section of what we're talking about as far as dealing with the economics of the soul. So for everybody out there that has just tuning in or has tuned in, last week and the week before that when we started the actual teachings and learnings and examples of that, and we're dealing with what we call our own personal stimulus package, our own personal economics. In dealing with balancing our soul, dealing with energy to our souls, and looking at that, and also dealing with understanding how we operate. And I thought today would be a great day to talk about dedication and discipline, and I feel that they go hand in hand. I've had some real true life scenarios happen this week and last week, and really after the show, and all during the weekend, and even up until the show today, you know, I have some things that I like to share with people out there. And one of the things that I can talk about myself, and I like to begin the show talking about some of my personal things that I have seen myself becoming more aware of the power of being disciplined. The power of being dedicated. And in being dedicated and having an extreme amount of discipline, I feel that whatever I have done, I have mastered, or on the process or processes of mastering. And today, me and Ken, we just got to the studio because I had to go see my oldest daughter's concert. She had a string concert. She plays cello for Beachwood High School, and they had a gentleman that flew in that was a director, a professional. I'm not sure what country he's from. I don't think he's from the U.S. I didn't catch his name. We were ripping and running. I tried to catch a couple songs at the concert, but in seeing the director, and I was talking to Ken while we were up in the auditorium, I said, this guy has mastered his craft. He has dedicated himself, and you can tell. He has dedicated himself to a certain look, how he carries himself, and he has dedicated himself to mastering that electric violin. I believe it was a 7-string. I think that's what he said. And he also has a company that manufactures them. So not only is he hitting you with doing concerts and directing, but he's hitting you because he is a manufacturer of this particular instrument, and it was just, I mean, it was electrifying in the auditorium. And it, you know, it's I've had a chance to see athletes. I've had a chance to see all type of athletes master their trade, master their field. And, you know, a lot of people say, man, I wish I could do what that guy does. And you can, you know what I mean? You can do it in your own way. I mean, you might not be a Tiger Woods, or you might not be a LeBron James, or, you know, you might not be a Kurt Warner. You might not be that. But there's something that you are, that you can dig down and you can dedicate yourself to and you can master. And, you know, and to see those people do what they do, time seems like it stops, like it stands still. It is just awesome. I mean, you can feel the people's attention on this guy, and you can feel what he's resonating back to the crowd, that he loves what he does, and he has confidence in himself and his abilities. And it was just a wonderful thing. And it was just a wonderful thing. So I don't know if you guys out there, Judy, Greg, Kim, you've had a chance to witness some people that have just defied, you know, the average person, just to say, man, this guy is just a master. I mean, I've seen it in drag racing. I've seen it baseball. I've seen, and guys that do that, they do it with the least amount of effort. They don't have the high, you know, it's almost like they have no resistance at all in what they're doing. It's just fluid. You know, it flows. I mean, the whole night, it's like seeing a guy with a perfect swing, and he's not struggling. And, you know, he's able to do what he wants to do with that baseball. I think that is just off the chain. And I've seen it as far as on the intellectual side, as far as a person with knowledge. I've seen, dedication towards learning. You know, you can see it in lawyers. You can see it in doctors. You know, a doctor that is just a master in his field. He is the best in his field. You know, that's the thing that I think everybody, somewhere deep down, they want to master something. They may not know how to go about it, because a lot of people go through their lives, and I think you guys can agree with me on this one, that they really go through their whole complete lives not knowing what they're great at when they come here. Not knowing their, you know, 100th of a percentage point of what their full potential is. And I think we kind of touched on that last week, too. So we kind of want to get into the disciplining yourself, whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to save money, whether you're trying to, you know, eat right or clean up your house or, you know, get another job or create a new invention or come up with a new idea. It's going to take discipline and it's going to take dedication. And I can say with my own personal events that have happened in my life, I ask myself, these are the things that I've asked myself, what is our true nature as humans? I often say that, and I have to question that also by seeing some of these ruthless things that people have done out here. I mean, it's one thing to hit the streets, and it's one thing to put a hustle down. But it's another whole thing to go out here and completely act like you have compressed your soul into another area, compress your consciousness into a whole another area, and just treat fellow humans as though they are animals. And I guess as humans, we've had a pretty horrific history of that. And I don't think it necessarily has to rank on a race of any kind. I just think as humans, we have really pressed the threshold of that. And that's something that we have to think about in our processes and processes of going after the economics of our soul, balancing ourselves and going after that money, getting that money. And people out there, you can relate to this, because it's something that I know every morning or multiple mornings or afternoons or your drive to work, you ask yourself, what do I want? You know, it doesn't have to be situations coming up in your life where you're fighting with another person or you're fighting with your spouse or you're depressed. It's just that you ask yourself, what do I want? And I ask myself that so I can make sure that my order is placed properly with the universe. That's why I do that. And then I can say that I have asked myself, what are my goals this lifetime? I'm pretty locked in on my goals. I think I'm doing pretty well with my goals, and I think I'm locked in. I know I am. I'm locked in to my goals. And it's something that I can say. I was reading some Stuart Wilde a little bit earlier, and basically he had made, this is a semi-quote from his book called The Infinite Self by Stuart Wilde, 33 Steps to Reclaiming Your Inner Power. And it's something that I can say that I have done to universe in my meditation times and in my prayer, that, and basically he was saying what he did. He said that when he asked universe for knowledge, he didn't ask universe, first of all, he asked universe for wisdom. And he said he didn't go at universe and say, universe, I want a ton of money, I want a ton of power, but he asked universe for wisdom. And the definition that I have came up with over the years for wisdom is the ability to discern truth. And I think once we become wise, all the other illusions and all the other curtains that are in front of us, we have the ability to see the truth and the amount of truth within them, discern on what we need to do, make those decisions, and it makes our life easier. So it makes you able to get the power easier. It makes you able to get your finances up easier. It makes you able to get order in your life because you're, and also allows you to see truth in people, to set yourself in a arena with people that you want that vibrate like you. Because a lot of people, they can't discern that within a person. But the more knowledge and the more wisdom that you acquire, you're able to see who is really around you. Now, there's something else that I definitely ask universe, and it doesn't take but a quick nanosecond for universe to respond for me. I ask universe to show all of the people that are in my life and that are part of my life to show their meaning, or to show what's true within them, and to show what is their motive with me, and it never fails. So if I need to find out if somebody's doing something that they shouldn't do, I just basically ask the universe and up and come. I see it right in front of me. I'll run into something.
The main thing you got to do, though, is you got to be an active participant. You can't just say, universe, I want this, and sit back and wait for it to happen, because it's not going to happen. You have to do your homework. You have to set aside your meditation time. You have to set aside your quiet time to listen for the universe to answer you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's something that, you know, it's one thing I do, and one thing I do, and I think people out there that are listening, our listeners that are listening, is that when you do impress something onto universe, and Greg, that's 100% right, we never wait. We keep moving. We know the order is going to be filled, and we keep moving. Universe is active. We must be active with it, because universe is a part of us, and we're a part of it. But we have to keep moving, and that's a very important part. And I think that's sometimes that's a lot of people's downfall, is that they put their desires out there for with no movement, and metaphysically.
Yeah, they allow their minds to get scattered, too. They don't concentrate. They don't focus on the goal. They just put the goal out there and expect it to be given to them, and it doesn't happen that way. You have to focus on the goal. You have to love the goal, embrace the goal, and the goal draws to itself everything you need to make it happen. It does. That's one of the laws of attraction. If you focus on your heart,
you have to be stronger for what you want than your negative side of it. Like, I want to manifest abundance, but then you turn on 2 seconds later, oh, I can't do that. I'm not worthy of that. You see what I'm saying? So you have to have more energy in what you want than, you know, you counteracting yourself.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's having a certain direction, but also understanding what your subconscious mind is truly vibrating. I think, Judy, you talked about that last week, too, when you said people sometimes, they'll do some things and can't figure out why they are having certain issues happen to them. Because I had a person that I know that they right quick, because I know we're going to be going to break soon, but I'm going to try to get this in. They're a certain way at work. You know what? Keep that thought. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back because I got something very juicy to tell you guys. Take a quick break.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
On this break. Now, the story that I was saying was this person that I know is working for this company, and they're basically going through havoc on the in the company, going through havoc, trying to stay out of the way. They're ducking, trying to stay out of the way, watching their friends. Homie's not trying to talk to a whole bunch of people. He's just trying to do his work, but trying to be polite too. Okay, fine, everything is good. But on the same extent, he's getting a ton of drama at work. Can't figure out where it's coming from. He can't discern where it's coming from. So he's talking to me, and I'm telling him, I said, look, Holmes, it's law. You just haven't been able to recognize the law, but something is going on that you're either thinking, saying, participating in. Something is going on. You've got to identify it. You're going to have to cleanse yourself, but first you're going to have to identify it. Because I'm the one kind of person, I need to know where it's coming from. See, I don't want to just say, well, let me start the cleansing effect. I want to identify where it's coming from. So now, here's the quick scenario with that. Now, what's happening is, not only is the job giving him hell, but his kids are giving him hell. Now, the kids are stealing. The kids are not doing well in school. Now, you got some grown kids, and you got a child in school. Child not doing work, okay, not doing homework. The other grown kids are stealing from family members, stealing from other situations. Okay, fine. Now, here's the deal. Now, I know dude. I know him. I know what comes out of his mouth, and I know what kind of character he has. So, I tell him, dude, let me say this to you, man. I'm not going to soften this up. I gave you pre-warning years ago. I said, the behavior that you have is not coherent with what you claim that you want. He said, well, what the hell are you talking about, man? I'm listening to what you're saying about, you know, attraction. I'm listening to what you're saying about this. I said, but dude, this is what you're doing. What are you compounding on what you're giving the universe? And what I mean by that is, he might be, and I believe in my personal opinion, he's skimming on his dedication towards universe. He's just touching the water. And then you want to act like or testify that you knee deep in it. No. Exactly. Now, let's get down to the gut. Let's get down to that rot gut. Like you talk about that old corn liquor, that rot gut liquor. That's the kind that can burn your interiors up. You laughing, Judy? You might know something about that. Now listen,
I know about that.
Out.
Yeah.
Check it out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we might have to go back to it. Now, check it out. So then I tell him, I said, look, man, how did you treat this guy that you told me you had a confrontation with? I ain't treating him so right.
Nah, you really didn't, did you? Have you been revengeful? Yeah, I have. You been revengeful to your spouse? Yeah, I have. Okay. So, you've been revengeful. If I'm not mistaken, hold me to this truth. That's a very strong, high emotional energy point. Very highly strong. If you don't know what you're doing when you're messing around with those lower realms of energy, it is the most safest thing to do is not have your ass participating. Because people don't understand when you vibrate on the lower levels, or if you start dealing around with trying to send somebody negative energy, guess what happens? That's all about the laws of attraction. If you don't know what you're doing, you will screw yourself every single time. If you don't know what you're doing, so anybody out there listening, if you're revengeful, if your whole mindset going through the whole course of day is how you're going to get back at somebody, what you're going to do, all this hatred, what's coming upon yourself? Because personally, you're your own reality.
But most people who interject and get involved in stuff like that aren't really true to themselves anyway. They actually operate on like a false faith kind of principle.
But guess what they get now? Hold that thought. That's what they get. They get false faith shit back. So
exactly.
if you're doing that,
they're the kind of people who want to throw the rock and then hide their hands. And
yes,
there's so many people that get involved with that same situation that don't have enough heart to just say, well, no, I can't get involved with that because that's wrong. Don't involve me in that, and I'm gonna stay away from it.
Right.
And they won't stay away from it because they kind of like that.
Well, the energy has some attraction points too. Now that lower energy, you got to remember, we're 360 degrees complete. So just like the giving energy is the same as the receiving energy. Just like that negative energy has. It can have a drawing effect. What do you think? And I'm not trying to jump over that because we want to go right back to it, but I am going to say, why do you think media today is on tragedy, real life scenarios, and all the rest of that lower energy shit? You don't find nothing new or to me worthy of me even listening to news or all of these other shows. Why is that, dude? Because they know how, exactly what you're saying, how attractive that is. So guess what? That's a medium. That's a ploy for money. That's a ploy for government. The whole nine yards. So,
because everybody
that's
out
why
there
we are where we are. That's why we are where we are.
One day, don't cut your televisions on in your bedroom. Get in your automobile. Cut your radio completely off, and just
amen.
Let nature take its course and just listen to stuff.
Listen to
inside
your inside. That's right. Listen. Give yourself a quiet time. You know what I mean? Give yourself some quiet time. So, okay, we're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to that. Now, hold on.
Jim, I keep saying in a simple, I bring it to its simplest form.
Yeah.
You always stay in the state of your heart, in the state of love. Once you're there, that's where all power is. You're not getting sucked into the negative. You're not getting sucked into, oh, I want to get even with this person. Somebody does you wrong, as Christ said, turn the other cheek. The whole reason is you don't get sucked into that energy. You don't get sucked into that giving them the energy of sucking it from you. You stay in the state of love. You give forgiveness, and they can't touch you. You're above them. Is that
right? No. That's 100% right. I mean, I've got another scenario with that, but that's 100% right. Now, hold that thought, and Judy, hold yours, because I want you guys, all three of you guys' opinion on it. So basically, as far as this quick line of the story that I said about the guy is he's skimming in and he's looking for other results without dedicating himself to the actual cause of what he wants or what he believes that he has impressed. Me, myself personally, I don't think he put enough energy towards impressing what he thinks
he
should get out of it. Now, what do you think about that, Judy?
I think that a lot of people today hear these good rules. So they think if they think them, it's going to work for them, but they put no energy into it.
No energy.
They don't look deep enough. They do not.
You know what, too? I think also the time to take to learn how to apply the energy, understanding the laws and how this universe
and this dimension that we're in, how it operates. Now,
yes.
Let's just say, go back to homie and the revenge thing. Now, let's say the person did something to him. Now, my approach would be, either we're going to fully engage and we ain't going to talk about it, because that's the dude you got to watch anyway, the dude that ain't saying that. Damn all them whoop kicks.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me what I'm saying? Now, you go, now, see, here's the deal. I'm understanding turn the other cheek. Don't get me wrong. But I'm also possibly understanding who might have wrote turn the other cheek. Now, what I'm saying by that is, the universe doesn't turn the cheek with his energy. You understand me what I'm saying? Either the universe is going to come to you, or it's going to go away from you, depending on what you're vibrating in. But when it gives it to you, it gives it to you full strength. And some of these people out here that we've experienced, you can only turn your cheek but so much before you're going to have to let it loose. And that's just
well,
how it is.
You have to have proper boundaries, though. You have to have your proper boundaries. You're not just going to lay down and you know, be walked on.
Let anybody walk over you. No, you're not going to do that.
Right. So what you're saying, Greg, is after you lay your boundaries down and that person stepped over them boundaries, basically just whip his ass after that.
Well, you don't really have to whip their ass. If you've drawn strong boundaries, man, they're going to stay away from you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Your energy
you know what's going to happen. I know exactly what you're going to say,
bay.
Too. Yeah, because you're going to vibrate so much higher, it's going to be confusing to them. They're not going to understand.
Yeah, they will turn around and walk away from you. I've had that happen. They just look at you like, man, I am not engaging here. And they turn around and walk away.
Right.
That's
right,
the other
right,
thing that
right,
you
right,
were saying. You surround yourself with light beings. You surround yourself with people on a higher caliber, so they're not going to be, you're not going to be in that situation.
Excellent.
No.
Because that's really kind of leading us into the next point that you said, Greg, because the whole bottom line of it is, once again, people can't figure out why they're attracting certain people into their lives, and yet can't get them out. They're coming in, friends, co-workers, the whole nine yards, and cannot figure it out. But I can here to tell you,
they don't want to get them out. You need to understand that too.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they're feeding on that drama. There's a lot of drama queens and kings out there, and they feed on that stuff. And no matter what they say, they keep coming right back to it.
But they're also comfortable in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't know how to be at peace.
Style, and they're comfortable in that, and that they're afraid to take that step, that leap of faith, and break out into the unknown.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I definitely see that. I definitely see it. Now, that's a good point. Now, I got a second one. Now, you know what? Hell, let me even ask, man, are we even on point with what did we talk about? Discipline and dedication. Wait a minute. I've got this one. Now, I got this one. You know, I got a couple for you for today. So I got a couple for you guys and listeners for today. Now, and this is a situation that this is not a making fun of, but this is actually a helping aid if that person is actually listening, because they may be tuning in right now because I've talked to them for the last 2 days. Basically, what happened is that they lost their job. They got fired from their job 2 days ago. And what happened is they basically, long story short, working for a temp agency. Okay, great. And out of 10 people, they were 3 picked. Out of those 3 people, the one person was going to get a full-time job. Okay. Now, we've got a 3-person competition for this one-time job. Now, my mathematics told me right, that's 33 1/3% chance of each individual making it, okay, without any other environmental differences that go there. Now, this one person, I took this person to work, dropped them off to work, and in dropping them off to work, we were talking. So the young man was telling me, I asked him certain questions about the job, and he was like, yeah, everything is cool, everything is good, but it's just one guy. And I said, wait a minute, hold on. I don't know, I'm getting the whole scenario right. I said, are you having any problems at work? Well, it's this one guy. Well, what is the guy doing? Blah, 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 blah. The guy is, you know, he's talking, he's acting like he's got this, and he's doing this. And I said, well, listen, that's him. Why are you letting this get to you? Discipline yourself and paying attention to what you have to do. Okay, okay, no problem. Now, this was the day before this person got fired. So I'm talking to him. I'm talking. I said, listen, man, just, you know, work, do what you need to do, be pleasant. No attitude. I said, you got to drop the attitude. You got to drop that you know everything, because you don't. Nobody, we're here learning. Drop the attitude. So I wasn't surprised, kind of surprised the next day. I was thinking there was going to be another altercation or some type of altercation within the next coming week. I didn't think it would be the next day. So I get a phone call, and the phone call says, guess what? You know, you just got fired. Just got fired. Over what? Confrontation. Had a lot to think about. We talked probably for a total of maybe 2 hours. And I went up and down his backside, went up and down his front and backside, and I told him. I said, you got numb when this guy pushed your button, didn't you? He said, yeah, I did. I said, you got a temper. Yeah, I do. I said, do you know why you got a temper? So we started talking some more, trying to cut this really short. Basically, when he was younger, he got picked on, okay? And in picking on, he built up this wall, this false wall of protection that was needed. So everybody that said something to him that wasn't pleasing to him, he felt that he needed to lash back out. But in lashing back out, this person would do it on work grounds. So not only did he get fired from this job, but I believe it was two more jobs before this. So here is the learning lesson. And I told him, I said, son, until you conquer this plane, until you dedicate yourself to learning this lesson, curve, it's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. So long story short, he had a nice, quiet time with himself. I know he's humbled himself at this point, and I'm proud of him for that. He's also realizing
it hard all day
that it's not his fault. It's
keeping
just his
it
responsibility.
All night.
Keep that thought. We're going to take a break, come back,
and
get everybody's opinion
lubricating
on this.
And stimulating.
We'll be right back. To this.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right. Welcome back. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for staying with us. This is A Hustler's Spirit Radio, and the topic today is Economics of the Soul with a subchapter on discipline and dedication. Now, the story that I was saying about that, long story short, this is a straight A student, until he decided that he didn't want to go to school no more. So then he did get his degree. He got his high school diploma. He did do that. He's thinking about going back to college. He's thinking about doing some rapping also. And he's an excellent artist. Matter of fact, I've got him working on my idea of some t-shirts right now. So, and I told him that if he doesn't get a grip on exactly what is causing him to blow up and to get numb, it's going to keep coming. Universe is going to keep coming. But like, and I want you guys to come in. But he made a statement to me that was very different. He said, since I've left the state that he was in, or since he's been young, his money has been coming up short. And I told him, your money's been coming up short because you choose. You made a choice to have your money come up short. You sabotage yourself, you haven't disciplined yourself, and you haven't dedicated yourself to what you say you want. You understand? Now, you dedicated yourself on maybe the lower planes of energy, but you have not dedicated yourself what you say that you want. So, I just want to send something out there to him on that, because he is an excellent, excellent person. Beautiful person. Do anything you ask him to do. And I just say, harness that energy, man. Harness that energy. Yeah.
Okay, Jim, he needs to go. If it's happening repeatedly, he's coming from a very low level of self-esteem, which means there's somebody in his past that's put him down bad. And he doesn't think he's worthy to make the money. So anytime he comes close to making the money, he's going to blow up. He's going to self-sabotage. But until he gets to the reality of what has occurred in his life, truly, and let it go, he will do the same thing again and again and again and again. I've seen this over years and years and years of working with people.
Right.
So it's really important, and you're such a good friend, you could probably talk it out of him. Just take him back in time. You can do that.
Because I'm going to tell you what he did.
First time when he heard that.
I'm going to tell you what he did. He took me back. I kept him talking.
All right.
Because he took me back to when he was a kid that he had to fight to protect himself. And they would talk about his skin color. They would talk about maybe his size. So he had to get a pit bull mentality to survive. You understand me what I'm saying? He actually, his family moved from one city to another city that was a little rough. And he had to get rough with it. It's just that he hasn't been able to close that chapter in his life. And it's not needed. You know, and I was telling him, I said, when you're in corporate America, man, you got to act like corporate America. And you're not doing it. You're bringing a pit bull to corporate America. Right now, you just need to tame the pit bull down. I'm not telling you to put the pit bull away in the cage and throw away the key. I'm just saying, get in the cage and grab a seat and put on corporate America. That's the only thing I was telling him to do. And in that, he basically didn't last on his job 7 days.
And a lot of times, you know, like I've been in situations too, when you have to put yourself in a knowledgeable situation. You know, you have to overpower people, and how you overpower them is just by gaining knowledge of just what you are and what you can truly become. And whatever you choose to do, just be the best at it. And you got to be good at it. You got to, even if it's small things, you know, just do the small things to, and they'll work their way into big things.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you know what? There's another point, too. If another person's conversation bothers you, that's got to tell you something, too. Because if you're listening to it and it bothers you, see, I it tickles me when I hear people say, that person irritates me when they're talking. Why does that person irritate you? I can hear a ton of people talking. I don't pay it no mind. Because I know my self-esteem is very high, and my assurance of myself is very high, but it's their conversation. It's not yours. So if this guy is bragging about something that you believe he doesn't have, why are you even entertaining whether he has it or not? It doesn't make a difference. See, it's like having that borderline up. This is a coworker or a boss. Who gives a damn what he's talking about? If it's not related to what I'm doing, we hear a lot of jibber jabber in the street all day long, man. We have to learn over the course of our lives, having our ear to the street, we have to discern what is truth and what isn't. What we need to take in and what we need to block out, what we need to throw away into the trash. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
A lot of times what irritates them is what they reflection of themselves, what they don't like in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a mirror.
Exactly, because that's the first, scenario when you walk up to a person you don't even know, or you know, or you heard about them, and you immediately have a dislike for them. Most likely, it is a trait that they have that either it's like you.
You carry too. It's
exactly.
You don't like.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if I hate somebody, if I hate this guy, and I can't figure it out, I have to stop and say, whoa, 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 why do I? Guess what? He's got a trait just like me. Just like me. So in that point, if he's listening, the fact of it is, my friend, whatever irritated you, about this guy, you've got to trade it at. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think
Jim, all you have to do, Jim, at that point is just say, okay, where in my life has this happened before and I got irritated? And you'll go right to the memory of the event that's caused the whole thing. Then you can work your way through it.
Work your way through it. Yeah.
You can work your way through it. All you have to do is just tell yourself to go back in time, because the subconscious mind will obey you. It will take you where you need to go to find the answers. It's more than willing to help you, but you got to learn to ask.
When Judy and I work on people, that's exactly what we do. We find out what the issue was. We go back in time to where it was. We take them one step before that, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm. And then it's gone. It's over. It's done. It's finished.
Yeah. You know what's so funny when you say that? It's kind of like having, you know, not taking a event all the way in, digesting it all the way in. But a lot of people, including myself, we will have those things linger on our plate for a lifetime. You know what I mean? It's like taking a loss.
And they'll bother you for a lifetime. Too.
Exactly. Let's say you got a loss of a person you love, or a loss of a parent, or something that you're really upset with yourself that you did. You can forgive yourself. You can say, I'm over that. But you know, certain things that trigger up those emotions back, if you haven't completely let all of those emotions in, so you can let all of those emotions out. And I think that has worked for me in my life and can work for a lot of people out there listening. Because
it'll work for everybody.
Too, exactly. And I think, too, it's a situation that he hasn't taken. You know what reminds me of? A person that's bitter. And just got to, like what you said, go back to what made you bitter. And I think when he told me that he had to defend himself and he had to fight, people were picking with him, he's bitter over that. He's bitter over that. And that right there triggers something in him that immediately when somebody says something, whether it's jokefully to him or whether it's just jaw-jab conversation that men do or young men do when they're on the job, and you take it personal. You know what
there
I mean?
There's your answer. Take it personal.
Exactly.
You got to learn to stop taking it personally.
Learn to stop taking it personally. So hopefully you're actually listening out there, my friend, and hopefully this has helped you. And you can overcome all of that. You know what I mean? You can really overcome it. And I know that he will. You know what I mean? And
I told him he will.
That's right. I got faith in you, man. I got faith in you.
And
what's good about it, I told him, you know what? Hold your head up. Keep your chin up. Keep your eyes on your target, because you surely cannot fight. You cannot swing. You cannot knock anybody out with your eyes not on your target. I said, I think right now, all of us, every one of us on the place, on the face of this planet, we are going to have to rise above the status quo to get exactly what we want. I think the most successful people out there, and I know for a fact, are the people that do not abide and do not obey by the status quo. And my point to him was, raise up, man. And I was proud of him because he got up and he went right the next day. Yeah, the next day, which is the day, he went right and filled out another application. He got right on the horn looking for another job. I just told him, get ready. Because if this one happened in six days, you know anywhere you go, you're going to have that. And universe is definitely going to press you about it. So I'm telling you right now, get your guards up, get your chin up, and you're not running from nothing. Go head in on it like a rhino. I think you'll make it. So with that, I hope that was a useful type of topic today, dealing with that, trying to bring in some real-world scenario. Anybody else got anything to add about what happened to him this week or today, something you want to add about? Well, I think, Judy, wait a minute. You got something interesting we might be able to get a laugh out. What happened today? I want to hear what happened today.
Well, today, because I talk about focus, I decided I'm growing the psychic part of myself that connects with spirits of deceased ones. That's what I'm focusing on at this time, because I've got a student that's doing it, so I figured I better get good at it too, so I can answer questions
better.
So I told the universe I wanted to focus on that more, and I got a phone call today from a gentleman who said the ghost of his father, who was a very bitter man, and these are things that people need to look at too, because spirit, even though it doesn't have a body, it's still very alive, was in the house and causing a lot of havoc. People would get depressed, they'd come in the house to visit, and they couldn't stay long, and they'd have to leave. And he's telling me this. I am sitting in my office, and suddenly I feel the energy of the spirit of that guy come in the office, and it, like, ran up my back. Every hair on my body just stood up, and it blew out two plugs and a lamp and a heater. The energy was so strong when it came through me, it blew out over half the room. It just blew it out, and I'm in an office. Absolutely, totally blew it out. Now, that's a good example of what somebody being angry can do to your circuit if you take it personally. If they're angry at you and that kind of energy comes at you, unless you got control of your own circuit, it will blow you out. And that's what happened with your friend. You got to get control of your own energy field. I didn't have control of mine because I'm, not that I'm new at this, but I'm learning how to dip into it deeper.
Right.
Next time this won't happen, but that's for any encounter with anybody that pushes your button.
Right.
You don't have control of your own energy circuitry.
Now let me ask
you a
question.
And I did. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Hold that thought. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
You're on the phone with this guy.
Yep.
Telling you
on
about his father. You were on the phone. So being on the phone gave an extra surge of connection because you're talking to this guy. You guys are exchanging energy. And plus, there is no time and space to other dimensions that are out there. And
well, it didn't happen, though. See, we were exchanging information. All of a sudden, the guy said, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. He says, but I really trust you. I think I can work with you. And that's when it hit. Our connection became complete at that moment.
Right.
And his father, who's in that house, rode the connection between that man and me and shot up my back and blew the circuits out in the office that I was in. And the light.
Now let me ask you a question. What are you going to do about it?
Call an electrician for starters.
No, I'm talking about what you guys going to do about Daddy.
I'm going out Sunday to the house, and I'm going to have a talk with Daddy. And if I don't show up next week, somebody talks like a man, you know, I don't know what happened here. But no, I'm going out Wednesday to the house, and I'm going to have a talk with Daddy through this man. Because I'm learning how to connect with the spirit of the deceased through the living.
Okay.
That can be done, and that does happen to people a lot more than they know.
Right.
It really does.
Judy and I have connected before. She's called me because she had to work on another situation, and there was energy there, too. And I just helped set the space. I was like her tackle.
Right.
You know, I was there, I set the space, I put protection around her, and things happened very quickly, didn't they, Judy, when we did that?
Yeah, they happened really quickly. If you always want to have enough energy before you go into any confrontation, and that's what this is going to be Sunday, probably, is a confrontation, because the old guy, he had a real mean spirit, and he doesn't want to leave the house, and he's probably trapped at the house, and he can't get out of the house.
Right.
Because once the spirit is earthbound, until they let go of that, again, it's like us, they can't go on. They just keep going around tight little circles. So, yeah, I got to go out there and Sunday and convince the gentleman that he can let
go. Move on. Okay,
now
let me ask you a question. Do you feel at this point that he actually believes that he's still alive, or do you believe that
he knows
the past, but he doesn't want to leave?
No, they don't know they're dead a lot of times. I know that sounds crazy, but they do not know they're dead.
No. Definitely that. They don't know.
They do not know they're dead.
Okay, now do you think in your experience, will you be able to make that determination with that gentleman when you get to that house? Will you be able to know if this person is just, you know what? Because that's back to the thing we talked about 2 weeks ago. The fact of just because you're here on this plane and you die, you don't instantly know it all. And a statement was made to say, if you were screwed up on this plane, you're going to be screwed up on the next plane, too. So that's a learning process also. And if that's the case, you're right at what we had talked about before, about this guy bitter. It isn't necessarily a cleansing effect once you die. You don't say, ooh, I become holier than thou.
No,
you jacked up. Right, exactly. If you jacked up while you're here, People got to be ready for your energy.
Next lifetime.
That's right. And not only that, on your next plane of existence, your head or your higher vibrational point. You see what I'm saying?
Because I'm jacked. I know that. I know that.
Right.
So my job is to, I got to heal this old, this gentleman.
You about to call
so
the old part,
wasn't
you? I know you were.
I've got to heal this man.
Right.
I'll be helping set the stage for it. But see, Daniel Brinkley has a book out, Save by the Light, and The Secrets of the Light, and he has an audio book out, and it covers exactly that. That a lot of these, he was into this one area of level of consciousness, and he could see all these soldiers, and back into the Civil War and everything else, all different types, and they were in different, almost the same category of feelings. These guys, like this one in a Confederate uniform, was holding onto a barrel somewhere in the Atlantic, and he would not let go because he felt that he did the right thing, and he gave service, and he could not admit that he was going to die in the water like that, so he just could not let go. And a lot of people, and then he says a lot of times it could be such a fast death that the people don't even realize that they have died. So the energy stays in that same mode.
But it stays there enough to give a person that can see it the actual picture or view of their time point of their death. That's how he's able to see that the Civil War time or something in that category, because it's so strong, this gentleman believes he's still at the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And because the minute of death, there's no time, so there's no such thing as time. It can be eons, and this guy's holding on.
Right.
And this guy's still holding on. And it's like this gentleman I'm going to be seeing, he's always controlled his wife. She's still living in the house.
Oh, my God.
So he can't let go of trying to control the wife. And they're beginning to see him in their peripheral visions around the house because something's happening. He's getting agitated.
He's getting agitated, and that's what we got to find out. And his energy is growing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it is. I mean, he's getting more agitated, so they're beginning to get views of him in their peripheral vision. But his wife is still living, see, and he controlled her. He wasn't the world's sweetest human being.
He wonder why. Okay,
so,
I see what you're saying.
I don't know what she could be doing. Maybe she's getting a new boyfriend. I don't know.
That just crossed my mind. I was going to say, did somebody else come to that house?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a possibility. And he can't do anything because he doesn't have a body. So what's he going to do?
Let me ask you this. He can do enough to start blowing circuits.
He did in my office.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know what you're talking about. Homie life may get you an afro, Judy, when you leave.
Oh, I know how to take care of myself. Don't worry, I know how to take care of myself. But, you know, he may be feeling threatened because his son has reached out. Now, I've experienced this one of the time. When they reach out of the family circle for help, then whatever the spirit is begins to feel threatened because he no longer has the control he had before.
Gosh.
So the son has reached out for help because there's action beginning to occur in the household.
Let me ask you this, and I know we're closing up. I know we are, but I got to ask you this. Has he moved anything in the house? Has he moved chairs? Has he moved plates?
That I don't know. I will know next week. We had after he blew all the circuits, I had to get off the phone.
You had to get off. But,
I had to get off the phone.
Stay tuned. I will be doing this Sunday.
I mean, like I said, if I come back talking in a strange voice, you'll know something happened. But
I'll tell you something.
Greg, watch out for it. Judy, I know you're gonna handle it, but. We got to hear what happened next week. We got to know. We got to know.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll let you know.
We got to know. Listen.
I will let you know.
Go over here.
Thing is hard all day
Sunday,
long.
Cook a dry pound cake. Listen, we got to go. The next Wednesday. Everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Jim Ferguson from the Hustler Spirit Radio with Greg, Judy, Ken. We'll see you guys next week. Talk to you.
Have a great week. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Love all you guys.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit.